Okay, tell me about it.
Well, they built that thing on the side of the house. I was painting up there, man. I was painting like hell, and I should have known better than to look. And I made one swat, and I hit that hive up there. That, me and that paintbrush and that damn can of paint come off the top of that place.
All at the same time?
Gee, them buggers got it all over me.
Okay.
I didn't have my shirt on one time. I went to get a pear, and on the other side of that pear, there's three of them big wasps, and they eating. And I grabbed that pan, broke it, and all three come and hit me right here, right over where my heart is. And it's the big type boss. God almighty. I jumped about a 6 or 7 foot fence.
Did
it sting me?
All three of them there?
Yeah, and there's about 4 or 5 fellas is in the truck. And I said, y'all get a hold of me some backer quick. The old fellow was chewing. I said, give me that tooth. I tell that old chew back, and I reached in that dish and got me some water and made me a big poster. And I had to put me a big wide leave. That's what I had to come all the way home. I get holding over my, look like somebody saluting the flag. I had to hold it like that. Boy, them three buggers, the first 5 minutes was terrific, that pain.
Yeah.
And it slacked off with that nicotine, I guess, and that help.
I never been stung by more than one. That
now, I've never been stung by the one old dirt knob. You know them one mixed the dirt?
Yeah.
I guess they can sting. They sting that. They sting the other insects to kill, you know.
Yeah.
And they bring them into the, and put pack that mud around them.
Uh-huh.
Feed, it's for feed. They kill other things.
I've never been stung when they always seem too slow, kind
of,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I swat. I'd be in the shed working on my head. And a damn old bum, I didn't know what, until about a few, 3 or 4 years ago, about a bumblebee.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could really never paid attention too much. But a big old black and yellow, the regular old bumblebee, he'll really run you a lumber, I can tell you that. I bought me a new boat, and I had it. I was getting ready to paint it. So I put the first coat on, and I come back, went and got a drink of cool water, come back, I seen sawdust, like, all over where that paint. I said, God damn, look at here. What the hell was that? Somebody throw that around them kids, and I got looking around there, up there. Right over with a hole that's as big as quarter inch, big as your finger. Half inch or a quarter, something like that. That son of a bugger was up there chewing and making his nest, and they go way in there and all that sawdust. And they make holes that big in there. I killed 5 of them right then. One, I didn't know there's 5 in that one hole. I sprayed some poison up in there, and after a while I was doing something, and I looked down, there was 5 of them on the ground wiggling. They go up and then they turn like that. And they'll take a 2x4 and it's tired up. That's the old bumblebee.
Huh. What about kinds that builds a nest in the ground?
I have my old yellow jacket.
Yeah.
I seen my cousin do. The first dance I ever seen him do was that. He's done with a squirrel hunting. He reached down there and he kept this squirrel up there. I said, get your old limb throw up there. He'll get around and shoot the hell out of it. He's pulling up all kind of limbs and stuff. He got by an old wooden fence. He got a hold of a root or something. He's pulling on it. I was kind of away from him. After a while, I seen him throw that damn thing down. And he got it. He come up, did all kind of dancing. But then he started looking like cutting somersaults. I said, what the hell on that fella? He's going crazy. And he's beat. Now, I got tickled as hell at him. I knew he was hurting, but I couldn't help it. That old yellow jacket's got on him is eat him up. He's all full up. He looked like he fought Julius or somebody. His lip, his eye. I said, boy, you can get the damnedest mess all the time. We had to cross the barbed wire fence. It was in the wind. It was rabbit hunting that night. And I always a little heavy to him, and I says, well, I said, Vernon, when it rained, and then it's a real low spot, and it's got about 3 feet deep in the water, right in the middle, and there's an old fence running right across it. I said, well, I'll show you how to get across. Hold that light. And I took my 12-gauge gun, got a hold of the top string of barbed wire, and so about 25 foot I had to do that.